Hello viewers, this is Exposé 247, where we use the floodlight of the scripture to make Christ known the way he has to be known. And so we are trusting the Lord today as we start a new series. And I think you should be excited if you have ever been blessed by the Prodigal Father series. Today is knockout series. And so we are trusting the Lord to use the focus, the punchline of the scripture to knock out every myth, everything, every biblical, every street sense parading as biblical sense. So today, what are you expecting? What should our viewers expect from this knockout series that we're starting today?
Well, viewers all over the world, welcome to knockout series. And I think the vision of this knockout series is to use the punchline of the scriptures to knock out church false ideologies parading as wisdom.
Okay.
The Bible talks about some things have the show of wisdom, but there is nothing in them, just emptiness. So a knockout series will begin to use the Word of God to knock out all these false ideologies. So if you're joining us today, welcome to this new series. Now,
and today, what are we knocking out
today? Today, what we're knocking out is this. The question is your blessing, the favor of God coming into your life, is it tied to a particular time?
Okay.
Is the visitation of God in your life tied to a particular season? Now, it is almost December 31st, and I presume a lot of Christians are looking forward to hijacking 2017 on the cross night, during the crossover service at that particular timing. So what we're looking at is God's visitation in your life. Is the blessing of God over your life connected or tied down to a particular time or to a particular
period
or a particular date or a particular season? And that's what we're looking at today. I would see what the scriptures has to say about this. And I presume you know it doesn't matter what you think. It doesn't matter what your church thinks. It doesn't matter what Christians think in general. What really matters in the long run is what the scripture has to say. The Bible says in Romans chapter 3, let every man be a liar, but let God be true. So today, let's see God being true over this big question. Is your blessing, is the favor of God upon your life connected to a time or to a season or to a date or to a period? Let's see what the word has to say to us.
Okay.
Now, quickly, I'm going to go through Colossians chapter 2. Now, if you're there, if you have your Bible, if you don't, we would read from here. Colossians chapter 2, I'll look at verse 8, and we see what the word has to say to us. Now, Colossians 2 verse 8 says, beware. Now, it says, be aware. You see, the word beware is just a compound word connecting two different words. Be aware, be alert. You know, let your mind not be passive. Be active in your thinking. Beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit. Now, you see, you need to listen to this, what the word has to say. It said you need to be mentally alert, lest anybody spoil you. You see, the word spoil, if you're, I mean, a student of the scriptures, the word spoil is a very old English that is always used anytime a king fights, a nation fights another nation. And if eventually this one of the nation wins the battle, the winning nation takes the resources, takes the goods of the nation that lost the battle. It's called spoil in the scriptures. So the Bible says, don't let anybody spoil you. It means, you see, if you are a Christian, you have the benefit of redemption. David said in Book of Psalms, he said, bless the Lord, my soul. Don't forget the benefit of the cross. And the Bible says it's very possible that when you listen to philosophies of men. Now listen, this philosophy is not talking about metaphysics or epistemology that you did in university. You see, the Greek word for philosophy there is the word philosophia. It means thinking, mentality, ideologies. We're not talking about Plato or Aristotle or Socrates now. The Bible says there are thinking patterns. There are ideologies that you listen to. He said those things can spoil you. They can deprive you of the benefits of Christ that should be yours. Now, you see, we're talking about the fact that Christ gave us all that we need for life and what?
Godliness.
But the Bible says if we give ourselves to certain philosophies, to certain thinking patterns, it can spoil us. It can deprive us and make us look like we have no benefit in Christ Jesus. This is very critical. This is very serious. Now, how will that happen? Now, listen to this. He says, after the tradition of men. Now, I'm not sure if we know how critical this is. Jesus Christ said something. He said to the Pharisees, he said, you made the word of God of no effect because of tradition. The Bible says there are some men's tradition that we can subject ourselves to that can spoil us.
That would be plunder.
That would plunder us. That would make us look like we had no goods or no resources coming from the cross. This is really, I mean, you see, it means then that it doesn't matter what God has given to us in our life for life and godliness. The Bible says when we subject ourselves to certain traditions of men, to certain philosophies, some thinking, we can be deprived of those benefits. Now look at what it said. And it says in verse 9, for in him, can you see that, dwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Now the question I begin to ask is, what are these men's traditions that the Apostle Paul is talking about? What are these things that are so potent and so powerful that can spoil a Christian? Now, that's the question. Now, you see, before we go further in this place, I want us to, look at verse 14 of the same Colossians chapter 2. Verse 14 says something using the same word spoil, 14 and 15. Colossians 2, 14 and 15. It talks about Jesus having spoiled principalities and powers. In verse 15, it says, now, this is really serious. In verse 15, it tells us that Jesus took hold of the goods of the devil. Now, the Bible tells us that in Hebrews 2, 14 and 15, that Satan has the power of death. There's a power that the enemy had. But see, when Jesus Christ came, he spoiled, he took his goods. Jesus said, if a strong man is in charge of his goods, he takes someone who is much stronger than him to take hold of his goods from him. Jesus said so. So the Bible says Jesus came to spoil the devil. Satan had the power of sin. Satan had the power over humanity. He had the power to keep people bound, but Jesus came to spoil it. And you know why Jesus Christ spoiled it? Jesus Christ spoiled Satan because of us. And he gave us the spoils. Now, the psalmist said, I rejoice at your word as somebody who has found spoil. Now, if Jesus spoiled the devil and he gave us the benefit, the Bible says, listen, men's philosophies, men's tradition, if you subject yourself to it, they can also spoil you. It means whatever Christ gave to you as a benefit, you can be deprived of the benefit if you listen to men's tradition. Now listen, now the question you are asking this apostle, giving this, you know, Holy Ghost instruction is, what are those philosophies? If they are that powerful, if they can deprive any Christian of the benefit of the cross, if they can spoil a Christian, what are they? Now he goes ahead and tells us what they have, because we need to find out what they really have so we can avoid them, so we can make sure that the redemption benefits in our lives are not made useless. Now see what it says. Let's go down. Look at verse 16. Now it's going to tell us what those things are, those philosophy, those concepts, those traditions. See what it says in verse 16.
It seems, before you go there, it seems like you're laying the foundation for the knockout series as a whole.
Yeah.
Now telling us so that we keep our goods, we don't get repossessed.
It means a Christian can be repossessed. It means you can look at a Christian and you wonder, did Christ die for this person? Or did they ever say Jesus Christ defeated Satan? Did they ever say that Jesus spoiled principalities and powers? It means we can look at a Christian and wonder if Christ ever spoiled the enemy. The Bible says it can happen if such a Christian is subject to what? The philosophies and traditions of men. And these are the things that we have come to knock out on this episode today.
And it seems today that the philosophy we are really concerned about is about the one that does with the timing and seasons.
There are so many men's philosophies that have made the word of God of no effect in our lives. But the one we are tackling today is the one that has to do with, when is God visiting time?
Seasons.
Is there a time that God has set to bless you that you must not miss? You know, it's so critical. Some people say, you know what? People even pray the prayer and say, Father, let me not miss my time. People pray that prayer. Is there a set time in God's calendar? Is there a set time in God's season that he wants to bless you? And that's what we're looking at today. Now, if you look at verse 16. Now, watch this. Look at verse 16. Verse 16 says, let no man. Now, let no man. Now, you see, people, listen to this. Why do we allow men? The Bible is saying, don't let any man.
No matter who the person is.
We allow men. I mean, we allow men. Now, we're not saying here be rebellious. We're not saying here be stone-hearted. We're simply saying, the Bible says, if you're being spoiled, it's because you allowed men
to
do it. You give men so much power over your life to plunder you.
Let no man. So, irrespective of the office they occupy, irrespective of the title or who the person is. So, let no man, no matter who the person is,
it means
let no man.
You can listen to ideologies that can make a man spoil you. Now, you see, we repeat the word in verse 8. It says you can be spoiled. It means your goods, your benefit of the cross
can be
taken from you. You can look like Christ never paid any price for your life if you
allow
some men to spoil you. How? He said through philosophies and men's tradition. Look at what verse 16 is saying again. He said, let no man. Can you see that? Therefore judge you, now watch this, in meat, now in drink, in respect of a holy day. Now, you see, we're focusing today about timing and visitations. And the focus today is, don't let anyone judge you in respect to a holy day. Now, let's clarify this holy day thing. Now, it doesn't mean, when we talk about a day being holy, it doesn't mean the day has no sin. Of course, days don't sin. When the Bible talks about holy, the word holy there means set apart, sanctified. When you say, well, this day is special, or that day is a special day, that's when that's the language of the scriptures, when a day is referred to being as a holy day. Some people say, you know what, that day is the day, that's the day that God has set. The Bible says, don't let anybody judge you. It means, now that word judge in that scripture means, don't let anybody determine the outcome of your life by subjecting you to days that are special. Now, let's clarify this.
Okay.
Which is very critical. I mean, people talk about Romans chapter 14. People say it doesn't matter if some people regard some days as being special to them. If they say, well, I think on the 7th of July 2017, that's the special day that God will visit his people. Don't miss that day. Now, it's fine. People say, oh yeah, according to Romans 14, it doesn't matter because the Bible says in Romans 14, we don't want to go into that fully because it's not our focus. There's some people say, well, if a man regards a day as being special, to the Lord he regards the day. If any man regards a day as not being special to the Lord, he doesn't regard the day. People talk about that. Now, that is clear-cut in scriptures in Romans chapter 14, that it doesn't matter if you regard a day as special or not. But listen, in that context, he was talking about people regarding special days in terms of things that have nothing to do with redemption. You know why? Because when the days you are regarding has to do with redemption, the apostolic instruction says you cannot afford to actually regard some days as being only if those mentalities then deprive you of the benefit of what? Of the cross. Some people have, you can, for example, some people celebrate their birthdays. Some people don't celebrate birthdays. Some people regard their day of birth as being special. Some don't regard the days of birth as being special. People do anniversaries. Some people say, well, we think our anniversary is special. For some people, they say, it's just one of those days. Now, that's Romans 14. It's talking about Romans 14 is regarding days that you observe as special that has nothing in terms of redemption. But in this particular context, the Apostle Paul is simply saying that some people observe some days as being very special, and those kind of mentality are spoiling them and depriving them of the benefit of what? Of the cross. Anytime, now listen, anytime you simply say that you tie the blessing of God, the goodness of God, the favor of God to a particular what day, because in Israel they had special days, days that God had to visit them, days that God had to show up. God will tell them, sanctify yourself, I will see you tomorrow. Now, those are the type of days that the apostle is what addressing in this scripture. He says, if you're still thinking that way, he said, if you allow anyone to subject you to that kind of mentality, they will deprive you of the benefit of the cross. They will spoil you. They will make it look like Christ did not pay the price for you. Now, let's say this. We've said this many times in the past for those who have listened on this, on previous series. We said something about the fact that Ephesians 1 tells us about the grace of God that is in us as Christians. Ephesians 1 tells us that the power that works in us, watch that, the power that works in us is the same mighty working power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Now, I don't know how much energy, imagine, that broke the rocks, that broke the power of death, how much energy destroyed the power of the enemy and brought Christ from the grave and set him at the right hand of the Father. The Bible says that volume of energy, that volume of capacity is what is in you as a Christian. Now, but listen, the scripture tells us all that can be incapacitated. You can be incapacitated from all that if you subject yourself to some special days in which you're expecting God to show up. Because why? God already showed up and he lives in you. Now, the day of God's visitation is now. Now, listen, the Bible, now listen to this. Now, look at verse 18. We've just read verse 16. Let's finish verse 16. It says, let no man therefore judge you. That means don't let anybody determine the outcome of your life in meat or in drink or in respect of a holy day or the new moon or the Sabbath days. Don't let anybody subject you and put you into days and into timings and seasons for God to show up.
God's blessings for you.
For God to show up. People talk about things like, you know what, on the 9th of 9th, because it's a 999, on that day, you mustn't miss it. If you miss it, then that's it. It's all gone. People, no messing up the grace of redemption, all in the name of men's what? traditions, has got nothing to do with God. Now, he says what? Don't let any man do that. And you see, I want to say this before we carry on, which is very important.
Okay.
You see, going all the way back to verse 8, Colossians 2:8, it said, beware lest any man. Now, you see, that word beware, I want to just, you know, dig further into that word. It said, be aware. You know, you see, there's one thing about Christianity, and people don't take this to heart as serious as that. 1 Peter 5, 7 and 8 tells us, it said, be alert. He said, be sober, be vigilant. That word sober, if you go to the NIV version, it says be mentally alert. You see, when it comes to walking with God, when it comes to being a Christian, one of the active parts of your life must be your mind. The Bible says you must be actively thinking.
Mentally
when
alert.
Paul spoke to Agrippa, Paul said, Agrippa, I speak the word of truth and reason. He said, the word of God is not just a thing of your spirit. It's a thing that involves your active thinking. The Bible says, if you are not actively thinking
about it,
the word, when somebody says anything to you, when people talk about timing and season and program, do you actively think about what people say? If you don't actively think about what you listen to, what happens? The Bible says you become subject to men's tradition. So it means the reason why so many Christians are bound by men's philosophies, the reason why so many Christians are bound by men's tradition, the Bible says we are not aware. We're not mentally alert. We don't think. That's why Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, it says what? It said, do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Every time you see the word of God talk about the mind, it talks about that your mind needs to be active. You need to renew. You need to make conscious effort to think on the word every day. Now, if we are lazy mentally, if we are lazy in our mind, the Bible says what happens in Colossians 2 verse 8 is that we become subject.
Yes.
That's the problem. Those who are not aware will become subject to men's traditions. We become subject to the philosophies of men. Now, again, before we carry on, the reason why we are so much concerned, you're wondering, why are we concerned? Why are we so much bothered about this? We are. The reason we are bothered about this, because the Bible says, this is a matter of life and death. Because these are things that if you're subject to, they spoil you.
Yeah.
They make you lose out on the benefits of redemption. That's why we are concerned. That's why we're talking about the fact that God has not set a special day. God has not set a special moment or season where he's going to bless you. Bible tells us that we're already blessed. And that's what we're talking about. There's no special day. So this is all men's tradition. Setting days, special days, only days for God's visitation. Now is the day.
And because, you know, then all those days of Jubilee, separate yourself, they walk in the old principle, the old covenant. That's the working principle. And so if you are still abiding by that, if anybody is subjecting you to that and censoring your life like that, it just makes sense. Make the Christ's death and resurrection of no effect.
What?
As if you had not died. That is the thing.
Well, see, you mentioned something that's very important there. And I think one of the reasons why quite a number of Christians are subject to these traditions is because we're unable to separate between the old covenant and the new covenant. And the Bible tells us something about who we are. It said we are able ministers of the new covenant. That's it. It said not after the oldness of the letter.
Okay.
We are able ministers of the new covenant. And in the new covenant, now tomorrow, if you stay tuned with us tomorrow, at 9 a.m. tomorrow on Sunday, we're going to be exploring this further tomorrow. And we'll clarify how Jesus himself has come to interpret and come to reveal to us how God visits us and when God does the visitation. We're going to look at that tomorrow. Today we've established one thing, which is the basic fact that if we are, as Christians, are not active in our thinking on what God says about the time and the days of our visitation, we will become subject to the tradition of men.
Okay. So it seems today we've not even started on the timing because there are so many myths and so some people, the attachments, people have just unusually attached to particular days and seasons and people have been subjected. You see, some people have lorded it over there. Some people have said that by virtue of their position and the leadership position that they are in, they have subjected people who have not gone to retrain their mind, just like you have
suggested. Yeah, but like you said, you see, people are subject because people are not willing to think through the word themselves, renew their minds actively in the
They are
word.
Not like the Berean Christians to see if it's actually so.
And that's
So they have actually had so many people banned to those dates.
Exactly.
And they've sessioned what they will have at a particular season. And so today, this is just like opening the light, like flooding you with light to know about the timing and to know what the New Testament, what operates. And then you will not allow, you will do well for yourself and not allow anybody to session you.
To judge you or to determine
you,
the outcome of your life.
To rob you, to repossess all these benefits of Christ just by subjecting you to the whole covenant. So tomorrow, by 9 o'clock tomorrow, Sunday, we'll start again. We'll continue from where we stopped, talking about the timing and know about the proper visitation. When is that God actually visiting?
What time? Yeah, because we'll have to listen to what the Lord Jesus himself had to say about when is the time of visitation. We'll look at the apostolic instructions about when is the time of visitation tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.
So we hope to see you to join us at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning as we continue on this. So we'll see you tomorrow. We want to say, you just got to renew your mind. You just have to retrain your mind so nobody spoil you. So bye.
Bye.